Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
In looking at the readings for this second Sunday of Advent, it seems that there, among other themes, is a theme of restoration, of bringing order and goodness from things that have been disordered, in seeing how God works through the crooked and wandering lines of human history to bring about light and his glory and his indication. In the first reading, the prophet Baruch says, "Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever, wrapped in the cloak of justice from God. Bear on your head the mitre that displays the glory of the eternal name. For God will show all the earth your splendor. You will be named by God forever, the peace of justice, the glory of God's worship. Up, Jerusalem, stand upon the heights. Look to the east and see your children, gathered from the east and the west, at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that they are remembered by God. Led away on foot by their enemies, they left you, but God will bring them back to you, borne aloft in glory as on royal thrones. For God has commanded that every lofty mountain be made low, and that the age-old depths and gorges be filled to level ground, that Israel may advance secure in the glory of God. The forests and every fragrant kind of tree have overshadowed Israel at God's command. For God is leading Israel in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and justice for company." In that section near the end of the first reading, where it talks about the mountains being made low and the depths and the gorges being filled, words are very similar to the gospel when speaking about the mission and the role of St. John the Baptist. It refers to the prophet Isaiah saying, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." I was helping with a Bible study earlier this week, and we were reading through the gospel, and someone asked the question, "What do you think it means to say that every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill shall be made low?" And a few of us were giving different responses to what we thought that might mean. But I was left reflecting on this idea of how God brings order into things that are chaotic. That it says later in this section, referring to Isaiah, "The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth." And I think that is just the Lord talking about my life and what he wants to do through the crookedness and through my wandering paths, that he is always trying to make this straight path to him, right? To cut through everything that is not of him, right? All of these obstacles, all of these frustrations, and just to always be creating a path that is directly leading me to him. And when I swerve from that, when I go on a different path of my own choosing, the Lord is always just seeking to restore proper order and to bring goodness into the midst of something that can seem chaotic. And that's one of the things I love about the Old Testament, is how, because it's written over generations, and because we can look back and kind of see in part what the Lord has done through salvation history, there's this great awareness that even if at the moment it didn't make sense what God was doing, or it wasn't able for us to comprehend how could God use this for anything good, that we can see through the Old Testament how God used sin and disobedience and willfulness and pride, how he was able to just use all of it to continue to meander his people towards himself. And I can do the same thing in my own life too, how God has used moments of pain and suffering and trial to just continue to forge that path between me and him. And so whether it's considering how the Lord has brought order and goodness into the chaos of his chosen people, or whether it's considering my own life, the Lord is continually seeking to restore me to him. That's what he does. He just restores. He looks at things that are ruined, and he wants to reshape and remold them into something, into someone that he can use, that he can be in relationship with. And so in today's gospel, we see John the Baptist who's proclaiming this prepare the way of the Lord. Anything that is in us that is blocking the path for the Lord, cut it down. The Lord wants to fill in the valleys and lower the mountains so that everything is just this straight path to him. In Baruch, it even goes a little bit further in saying, for God is leading Israel in joy by the light of his glory. And so there's this joy in preparing the way for the Lord, that even if things are still crooked within us, the Lord is working to set things straight, to bring order and goodness into places that seem chaotic or into the areas that make us question how God could use it for anything good. So as we continue through this Advent season, may we be filled with a renewed desire to follow the Lord and to restore our hearts as this dwelling place for God, this place where he can truly reign and be present in us, and that he would clear the path of anything that is not of him, anything that is blocking us from being in total relationship with him, in total joy. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for reclaiming us as your sons and daughters, for desiring us to throw off our mourning and our misery, and to wrap ourselves in your glory, your light, and your joy. Lord, we ask that you would continue to level the mountains and fill in the valleys that exist within our hearts, that all might be prepared in an ordered way for your impending arrival at Christmas. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.